This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello and welcome to episode 16 of series 4 of Learn English Elementary Podcasts. My name is Adam, and my colleague Joe will be joining us later to talk about some of the language from the podcast. Last time, we heard Tess and Ravi talking about Sherlock Holmes, a famous British detective. Or, perhaps I should say, a famous British fictional detective. As Ravi explained, Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real person. He was actually a character in stories written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Zafar Bek from Uzbekistan wrote in to say thank you for the information. Zafar Bek loves Sherlock Holmes films, but didn't know that Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real detective. Don't worry, Zafar Bek. When Doyle was writing the original stories 120 years ago, people thought he was real then. Abdulazim Safaf from Syria says, I thought he was a real person until I listened to this podcast. Abdulazim also said that he's just bought a hat like Sherlock's hat, and so all his friends call him Sherlock Holmes. You don't see many hats like that these days, Abdulazim, and it's called a deerstalker, by the way, because people used to wear them when they were hunting deer. YPF 1083 is new to the website. Welcome. And says, I've read most of the books about Sherlock Holmes, and I love them. He's one of my favourite characters. Me too. And British Learner from Guinea remembers hearing about Sherlock Holmes for the first time in one of the jokes from the first series of the podcast. Series 1, Episode 2, actually, British Learner. You've got a good memory. And also in an episode of Word on the Street, when Ashley tried to solve a crime. Zara Zieno from Syria isn't very keen on Sherlock Holmes. She once tried to watch it with her brother, but had to stop because it was very frightening. But Zara really likes a series called Detective Conan. And a lot of you wrote in to say the same thing. Detective Conan is obviously very popular, even though I'd never heard of him. So thank you to Wuri Kos and Arum Adriani, both from Indonesia, for writing in and explaining a bit about it. As Wuri Kos explains, Detective Conan is a Japanese manga series. It's about a clever student who helps the police solve crimes. His enemies give him a poison that turns him into a child, but he carries on solving crimes secretly and calls himself Conan, after Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote the Sherlock Holmes books. And, as Arum Adriana says, there are some similarities between Sherlock Holmes and Detective Conan, and the way they solve their cases. Perhaps because the writer, Gosho Aoyama, is a big Holmes fan. Speaking of other fictional detectives, Laura 1240 from Italy said, ever since I was a child, I've always loved Agatha Christie and her private Belgian detective, Hercule Poirot. But I like Miss Marple very much too. I've read almost all her books and watched all the movies and TV series based on her characters, and I really, really love them all. Great comments, everyone. Please keep writing them. And don't forget about the Elementary Podcast app. Follow the link from the Learn English website, or go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store to get it. And now, it's time to catch up with Carolina and her friends. It's coming to the end of the academic year. Everyone's busy with exams, and some people have some important decisions to make about their future. Let's see what's happening.
Phew, that was difficult.
Yes, it was. Did you do question 4? The one about South America?
The one about the Atlantic coast? God, no. That was really complicated. Why? Did you?
Yes, I thought it was quite easy. Oh, dear.
Coming for lunch?
Yes, just a minute. I've got a voice message.
Hi, it's me. I need to speak to you. It's really important. I'm in an exam until 1. Meet me outside the lecture block after that.
Oh, well, no, I can't come for lunch, Sally. Sorry, I've got to meet someone.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye. Oh. So, Jamie, what is it?
Wait a minute. Let's find somewhere to sit down.
Oh, can't you tell me now? Is it something terrible?
Do you want to go somewhere for lunch?
No. Let's sit down here, now, on the grass.
Phew. It's really hot. I told you British weather isn't always terrible.
Oh, Jamie, I know you British talk about the weather all the time, but not now. Why did you want to see me? Tell me now.
Well, you remember I told you about that placement that I applied for?
Placement? What's that?
Like a training position. Work experience.
You applied for a lot of different things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And?
Well, they've accepted me.
Which one? Where?
The one I really wanted. The best one.
Oh, no. Borneo.
Yep. Borneo. The orangutans.
You've got the job.
Well, I haven't got it yet. I have to wait for my exam results. They say I have to get a 2-1.
You'll get a 2-1. You know you will.
I hope so. I've got a 2-1 in my continuous assessment, and the exams are going well.
So that's good, then.
It's great. But you know there's a problem.
Yes.
The band.
The band?
The tour in October with the Electrons. I don't know what to do. It's a terrible decision. Stay here and go on tour with the band. That's every guy's dream. Or go to Borneo and work with orangutans. My dream since I was a kid. I can't do both.
And what about me? Do you think I want you to go to Borneo? The other side of the world?
It's only for 9 months. We can email, we can phone, we can text. Look, I need time to think about this. It's the biggest decision of my life, and I need you to understand that. Please? Okay?
Oh, Jamie. Okay.
Thanks. Now, come on, let's get some lunch.
And here's Joe again in the studio. Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody. It's getting exciting, isn't it? Jamie's got the job.
But will he go to Borneo?
Or stay with the band and tour with the Electrons? I think I'd go on tour with the band.
I think I'd go to Borneo. I visited once and it was amazing. But we need to wait for his exam results.
Ah, yes. And that's what I want to talk about today. Listen to Jamie and Carolina.
Well, I haven't got it yet. I have to wait for my exam results. They say I have to get a 2-1.
You'll get a 2-1. You know you will.
I hope so. I've got a 2-1 in my continuous assessment, and the exams are going well.
A 2-1 is a grade. When you get your final degree, you can get a first-class degree, which is a very good degree, like a grade A.
People say, I'd like to get a first, or my brother got a first at Oxford.
And then there's a second-class degree. Second-class degrees are divided into 2 levels. You can get a 2-1, which is a good degree, like a grade B.
Or a 2-2, which isn't as good as a 2-1, more like a grade C.
And then there's a third-class degree, which isn't so good, more like a grade D, but it's still a degree.
So, when you finish university and get your final degree, you can get a first, a 2-1, a 2-2, or a third.
And Jamie needs to get a 2-1 for the job in Borneo. Listen again to Jamie.
I've got a 2-1 in my continuous assessment, and the exams are going well.
On Jamie's course, students are assessed by a combination of coursework, continuous assessment, and exams. But every university has a different system.
I used to like exams because I didn't have to work as hard through the year to pass the course. I could just study hard for a short time before the exam. What about you?
I preferred continuous assessment. I used to get very stressed for exams.
We'd like you to write and tell us what you think about exams and continuous assessment.
Which system do you prefer? Which do you think is better?
The address is www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. And that's all for today. There are some exercises on the website to help you with the language from the podcast,
including some more vocabulary connected with study and university.
Okay, so bye then. Bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.